Welcome to Biblical Expression Bible Study this evening on I Am a Ruby Blog Radio. My name is Prophetess Irene, and I will be leading in Bible study tonight. And before we go into the Word of God, I'm going to bring on Pastor Mother Evangelist Pat to take us to the throne in prayer. Amen, amen. Pastor Mother Evangelist Pat, the mic is yours.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen, amen. Oh, gracious and eternal God, first giving you all the glory and the honor, Lord God. Thanking you for lying down last night, rising up this morning to see a brand new day. A day we never seen before and a day we shall never see again, Lord God. Thanking you for life, health, and strength, Lord God. Thanking you for your darling son, Jesus the Christ. He paid the ultimate price. He died in order for all of us to relive again, Lord God. So we just simply want to tell you thank you on this triumphant Thursday evening, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we need you in this hour, Lord God. We need you in this critical hour, Lord God. We are, Lord God, up against spiritual warfare, Lord God. So we need you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I yield myself to you, Lord God. Father God, if I said or done anything that wasn't pleasing in your eyes, have mercy upon me, Lord God. Oh, Father God, less of all of us and more of you, Lord God. Father God, continue to bless our babies, Lord God, from the newborn babies that's being born right at this second, Lord God, to the oldest, Lord God, young adult that's away in school, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping your shield of protection all around our children, Lord God. Oh, Father God, hear their cries on this afternoon, Lord God, this evening, Lord God, excuse me. Father God, somebody is sick in their body, and not just their body, but their minds and their spirits and their hearts and their souls, Lord God. Asking for deliverance for them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, someone's lost, Lord God, wandering the streets, Lord God, in the brutal cold, Lord God. Oh, Father God, shield them, Lord God. Somebody homeless, Lord God. Asking that you give them shelter. Somebody hungry, Lord God. Asking that you give them food to eat. And not just the physical food, Lord God, but the spiritual food, Lord God. Somebody thirsty, Lord God. We asking you to give them the living water, Lord God. Oh, Father God. Somebody's in prison, Lord God. Was accused wrong, Lord God. Asking for you to free them, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we need you in this hour, Lord God. We thank you for what you're about to do, Father God, on this Bible study this evening, Lord God. Father God, I'm asking you to bless our very own Queen Chief Apostle Tashana on this evening, Lord God, and her family, Lord God, and whatever they stand in the need of, Lord God. Special blessings upon Prophetess Irene and her family, Lord God. Special blessings upon Apostle Trina and her family, Lord God. Special blessings upon, Lord God, Pastor Shanika, myself, and our family, Lord God. And anybody else that's listening on the line, special blessings upon all of them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your people on tonight, Lord God. I plead the blood, Lord God, as the Psalms say. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus, Father God. As we get prepared, Lord God, to go into our Bible study, Lord God. Father God, we are excited about it, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the teachings of the Bible, Lord God. The instructors, that's teaching the Bible, Lord God, and this marvelous, magnificent Bible study on this evening, Lord God. Father God, special blessing upon our very own overseer, Queen Apostle Bishop Claudia Boatwright on tonight as well and her family, Lord God. As I said before, special blessings upon us all, Lord God, renewing all of us a clean heart and give us the right spirit so we can better serve you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, keeping our minds stayed on you, Lord God. And if there be anything that's trying to come upon us and attack us, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke it all and send it back to the dry places. Any type of diseases, I rebuke it all and send it back to the dry places. Any type of demonic spirits, I rebuke it all and send it back to the dry places, never to return again, Lord God. You said we shall live and not die. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your people from this day forward, Lord God. All I fail in asking, Lord God, please, sir, do not fail in giving. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength, one for the Father. O Lord, you are our strength, one for the Son. And O Lord, you are our strength, one for the Holy Spirit. Please, sir, let your Holy Ghost rain down upon us and our Redeemer. In Jesus the Christ's name, I pray. Let us all say amen. Amen and amen. Prophetess
amen,
Irene,
amen,
the mic.
Amen,
Prophetess
amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Hello. Amen. Pastor Mother Pat, a powerful prayer. Amen. Amen. Thank you for saying that prayer, and thank you for praying over us this evening. I have a couple of scriptures here that I wanted to read, and I'm going to ask some questions, a little bit of questions about them. I just want to ask your personal, you know, opinion spiritually, you know, what these scriptures mean to you, and what do you think about them, and why. You know,
Prophetess Irene,
topic.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Blessings. I didn't mean to cut you off. Hallelujah. Before you go forth, we want want Apostle Trina to blow the shofar so it can set the tone and give
Apostle
you that
Shana.
Extra power. No problem. Hallelujah.
I apologize. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. Apostle Trina, if you can just please blow the shofar for us. We're going to have Apostle Trina blow the shofar before I go into Bible study. Amen, amen, amen. Apostle Trina, are you on the line?
Okay, yes, I'm on the line. I'm sorry, I had
to. Amen, amen.
I just need a moment to go get the show fired in my closet, and I'll be right back. Just need a second.
Amen, amen. As Apostle Trina's just getting ready, you just, wherever you are, you just want to just thank God and just worship him while she get ready to bring the chauffeur in. You just thank God for just this evening. Thank him for who he is. Just worship him. Just magnify his name. Just bless him for letting us be on the line this evening. Lord, Father, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We just give you the glory. We give you the honor, Father God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We just bless your holy name, Father God. We welcome you on this line, Father God. We know your presence is on this line, Father. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, Father God. Lord, we welcome you, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hold on. Glory to God. Praise you, Father God. I just, before I blow this shofar, Lord, we just pray, Lord God, and thank you that you have full control, Lord God. And I want to honor you with blowing this shofar. Use me in Jesus' name, Lord God. Thank you for using all of us, Lord God. And thank you for the serious moment, Lord God, as we come before you and hear your word and take heed, Lord God, in Jesus' name. I'm just warming up. Oh,
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for the blowing of the shofar. It means so many different things, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that we know for sure that, Lord God, as you had your key leaders that were going into battle, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, you had the worshipers to go before them, Lord God, to blow the shofar, to praise and worship you, Lord God. And we don't I don't fully understand, but I know that, Lord God, praise, Lord God, it pushes back the enemies, and you inhabit the praises of your people, Lord. The blowing of the shofar, Lord God, in Jesus' name, it crumbled down the walls of Jericho. So I just decree and declare that every wall of Jericho, every hindrance, block, and stoppage, Lord God, everything that would be stopping us from moving forward to going in and possessing the fullness of what you have for us this year, Lord God, we thank you that it's down, Lord God. It won't hinder us and stop us from moving forward into your purpose and plan for our life and our children's life in the ministry, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the victory, your Jehovah Nisi, your banner over each and every one of us in this ministry, and our ministry is love, Father God, in Jesus' name. We take full ownership, Lord God, of complete victory, Lord. You always cause us to triumph, Lord God, in Jesus' name. You always with us, Lord God. We thank you. It's in your hands, Lord God, and we love you and adore you, and we glorify you, and we magnify you in Jesus' name. In the midst of trials, no matter what may come our way, Lord God, we stand firm and strong on the rock of our salvation, and we will not be moved from this place, but we will continue to press in and advance, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Take in our loved ones and people who you entrust with in this ministry, in our lives, taking them with us, Lord God, in Jesus' name. No more shackles, no more chains. We cancel out sickness and disease and death, premature death, in Jesus' name. We just declare your love and your word and your purpose and your promise, and that we're doers of your will and your word and not just hearers only, Lord God, because we are not self-deceived, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Lord God. And we praise you and we thank you, Father God. Amen and amen. God bless you, Prophetess Irene.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Apostle Trino, for blowing the shofar and that powerful prayer. And did you hear everybody that, you know, the crumbling of the walls have come down when she blew it and she prayed, and just Lord's spirit is on this line, and just praying that I decrease and he increase in me as I just bring forth this word, and just that everyone get an understanding and, you know, that join in and whatever the Lord leads you in his spirit. Amen. The topic is Christ is our anchor, and the subtitle is our anchor is in the Word. The reason I came to this topic, you know, I prayed about it because when I think of Christ, I think of him as my anchor. An anchor is like a steel or metal piece, you know, that holds the ship in place. When they throw it down, they tie the rope around it and throw it in the water, and it holds the ship. It's a rigid point of support. It's for securing. When they put the rope on it, it's a source of security and stability. And Christ is our anchor in our time of need. And people need to hear this word today because so many people are going through so many things and taking their lives, and they don't know who to lean on. They don't know where to turn or where their strength comes from or where their outlet. Some people use their anchor as either, you know, going to drugs to numb the pain, or either they, you know, they drink, or even they have people in their lives that they're so in bondage to that that's where their joy comes from, and that's what they rely on. But, you know, today Christ is our anchor. He is our strength in us when we are going through our trials. And I have some scriptures here. Isaiah 41:10, it says, "Fear thy not, for I am with thee.
But be not dismayed, for I am God. I will strengthen thee, yea. I will help thee, yea. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Second Corinthians 1 and 10, it says, who delivers us from so great a death, and doeth deliverer in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Hallelujah. How do many in here believe that God will deliver them out of their situation, even though he was talking to the children of Israel in Isaiah 41:10, but the word still stands true with us today, that these words are for us too, that he will deliver us out of our situations, whatever it may be, that he will fight our battles. And God delivered his children out of so many physical battles that we as his children, we have to believe that he will deliver us out of our daily battles, our spiritual battles that we are dealing with each day. And I just wanted to ask a question to Pastor Evangelist Mother Pat. I just wanted to ask, why is it so hard for some believers to believe that God will fight their battles in their life, even though he helped, you know, many of his people in the Bible fight battles physically when they went to war? So why is it so hard for us as believers to think that God can't deliver us and fight our battles that we're dealing with daily, whatever it may be?
I'll give you three reasons. The first one is non-believers. We have to be believers in the body of Christ to know that he will fight our battles. Number two, we have to be obedient. In order for God to fight our battles, we have to be obedient. We have to be obedient to his will in the way. And number three, patience. We don't have patience. We expect God to fight our battles right then and there. God is a God of patience. God does things in his own time. So you have to be a believer. You have to be obedient, and you have to have patience. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mother Pat, for that answer. Did you hear her? You have to be obedient. You have to be a believer first. You have to be a believer. You have to be obedient, and you have to have patience. You have to have belief that he will deliver you out of your trials and your tribulations. You have to be obedient to his word so he can speak to you. You know, if we rely on his word and just, you know, abide in him and listen to his word and put it in our hearts, you know, so he can guide us, you know, as believers. And we have to believe who he is. We have to believe, you know, not just for him as our salvation, but believe him for everything in our lives. We have to believe that he can do it. If he said it in his word, you know, he's a man that should not lie. He said it. You know, he laid his life down for us. You know, who would lay their life down for you? That's how much he loves us. So why would he not deliver us? Time and time again in his word, he delivered his children, and he says in his word that he will deliver us. Romans 8:37, it says, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Hallelujah. Amen. And what I wanted to know from like a personal spiritual like experience, I wanted to ask this question to Apostle Trina, if she don't mind, is what is more than a conqueror mean to you personally in Christ?
Okay, can you repeat that again for me, please? I'm sorry.
It said I read Romans 8:37. It says, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And I was asking the question, what is more than a conqueror? What does it mean to you personally in Christ?
Okay, okay, let me collect my thoughts. To me, being more than a conqueror being more than a conqueror means it means that first of all, you know, it means that the Lord already paid the price for my victory. He's always caused me to triumph. I have the victory because of who he is and what he's done for me on the cross, and when he went to hell and made an open spectacle of the devil and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and now he's on the right hand of the Father, interceding on my behalf, and he's given me all the tools that I need. And although I know all of that, I live in this natural world. I live in this natural world, and you know, and although I believe in having a personal relationship with the Lord, you know, being at this place in my life, I know those things and everything like that. So when I'm faced with different situations, whether they be trials or you know, believing God for a job or something, you know, I just have to know that I have the Father on my side, and I have to just trust him. You know, I just have to trust him in every situation, whether it's positive or negative. But for the person who, you know, it's that question is really deep, and so that's the best thing I can give right now, you know. But when I was young, when I was first saved, even though I didn't know I was more than a conqueror, I just feel that I just have to collect my thoughts, you know. Sometimes, you know, rather I'm mature or not, or I'm just getting saved, you know, a lot of times we don't walk in the more than a conqueror. We don't walk in that a lot of times because of the significance of the trial or the situation. But God, he, you know, we may not be able to, or I may not be able to handle the situation, but God can. He's able. He's omnipotent. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He knows everything. He's all powerful. And you know, wherever I am in my life, in my walk with God, you know, he can handle it. You know, he can do it. And then as I grow and get older in Christ, you know, I learn how to fight those battles in the spiritual realm and take natural steps that will help me become victorious in those situations. Because I'm more than a conqueror, only solely because of who he is, and he's the Lord of my life. And when my faith is weak, when I'm not where I should be, he still holds me up and strengthens me and gets me over to where I need to be in him. So it's not me in myself, but it's Christ in me, the hope of glory, his strength. That's the best I could do for right now. Sorry.
Amen, amen. I think it's a blessing what you had just said personally, what it is to be a conqueror in Christ, you know, getting over your trials through him and, you know, believing in him and making him your source, you know, and fighting your battles spiritually. And that really sums it up, really, of what it is to be a conqueror, you know, through everything, you know, we are never separated from God. You know, trials and tribulations can't separate his love from us. Nothing, you know, life, death, it can't separate the love that he has for us. And we are conquerors in Christ. You know, we you know, he is in us and we are in him. And then, you know, through our battles and our trials, you know, he gives us the strength to get through them. And it's so true about fighting things in the spiritual instead of the natural, you know, not looking at things in the natural when a battle or a situation comes to you, that you just fight it in the spirit, because it, you feel his strength in the spirit, because God is a spirit, you know, and you feel him, his presence, and, you know, and you, he gives you the strength to get through it, you know, and as you, you know, go before him in prayer, and you just trust that he's going to handle the situation. This verse, Romans 10:14, it really had me thinking. This is when it, you know, God was dealing with Israel unbelief, but it is so true. It says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" And it had me just reflecting on it and thinking about, you know, even as unbelievers and believers, about, you know, our belief in Christ. You know, sometimes, you know, people go through situations and, you know, they don't know who God is. You know, they don't know who to call on. That's why I said he's our anchor. You know, they don't know, you know, there's people that haven't even, you know, even heard, you know, the word or even thought about God or calling on him. So, you know, they don't know where to turn when they're in trouble. And us as believers, sometimes we can get caught up in stuff where the enemy can just magnify things in our mind, and, you know, and our unbelief becomes so small because, you know, we don't believe God for certain things in our life that he can do, that he can, you know, take care of. We just believe him for only certain things, but not all things in our life. And, you know, how can someone hear if we are not sharing the gospel? You be a preacher, you know, or, you know, an evangelist or anything, or just, you know, a person who loves the Lord, who is a believer, you know, to share with others who don't know God, because, you know, you never know what you can impart in their life. You know, you never know what, you know, you can plant in their life, just, you know, sharing the word of the Lord, you know, to you know, pray for them, to get them on that path, to know that, to tell them that, you know, God is there. You know, there is a God, you know, just call on him. He's near. He's close to you. All you have to do is just call on him, you know, and the Father is right there for you. In John 14:16, it says, "And I will pray to the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." John 14:26 says, "But the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." And this is just a blessing that Christ, you know, he had to go away, but he went to the Father, you know, to ask him to send a comforter, so he didn't, you know, leave us as like orphans. You know, he sent the Holy Spirit to just guide us through what we need to, you know, go through. And there's so many important to hear from the Holy Spirit, so many steps that, you know, you need to take as a believer, you know, just spending time with God in prayer, reading his word, because, you know, his word is truth, and you'll find truth in his word, and he'll give you the comfort that you need, you know, in his word, you know, fasting, just worshiping him for who he is. You know, the Holy Spirit will give you discernment, you know, the Holy Spirit will give you guidance, you know, what to do and what not to do, you know, operating in the spirit, you know, just, you know, like they did in the Bible with laying hands on the sick and just praying for people, just operating in the power of God and knowing that he hasn't left. You know, he might have to go away for a while, but he's a comforter for you. And it is so important for non-believers to hear this, because they feel like they have no comfort. You know, they feel like they can't turn to anybody. You know, they're so in distress, like their problems have just magnified, and, you know, they don't know what to do. And you know, and as believers, you know, we have to, you know, believe in Christ's word that, you know, he has sent, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, to guide us and to keep us and to take us through, you know, what we have to go through, you know, in this world. You know, as I said, he is in the Father, you know, and we are in him. And, you know, it's just a blessing that, you know, he didn't want to leave us down here, you know, without any guidance, any spiritual wisdom, you know, when he left. In John 14:27, it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. I unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." In John 16:33, it says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And it's such a blessing, you know, the peace of God that he has for his children. You know, this is a peace that the natural cannot understand. You can only understand it in the spirit. You know, you can only understand his peace in the spirit. You know, he leaves his peace with you because, you know, trials and tribulations are going to come in your life, because we know that this down here is the no-name territory. We know that trials and situations are going to come upon us. We know that we're going to go through suffering because, you know, Christ went through suffering. So we know that if we stay in his word, if we continue to seek him, we continue to pray, that he will give us that peace beyond understanding, that, you know, people cannot even fathom that peace. You know, they look for peace in so many other things and physical things, and they can't find their peace. You know, there's people who have millions and millions of dollars, they still have no peace. They have no peace in their heart. So Christ has left us with, you know, the peace in him. This is where we find our peace, is in our Father. You know, he gives us that peace. You know, he took our burdens with him when he went to the cross. He took everything. You know, he bared our burdens with him. You know, he cares about our situations. You know, don't think that he don't care. Don't think that your problems are not, you know, something that God is not thinking about. He does care. He cares for us. He cares for our spirit, our, you know, our spirit man. He cares what's in our heart. He, you know, he wants to make us healthy in our spirit, you know, to be able to worship him in truth, you know, to be able to get through, you know, through this world and until he comes back. So this is a peace that it is so such a blessing to just, when you just open his word. I know for me, when I'm going through and I open his word, it's just like God snatches me and he just arrests me in the spirit. It's like, it just feels like I have peace. Like whatever I went through that day, that it just was not so big, you know, it's just so small, you know, to God, and that I know that he's going to handle it. It might not be in my timing, but it will be in his timing when he will handle my situation, because his timing is perfect, you know. So it has to be in his time, and we have to have patience and trust in him that he's going to do it for us. Just have peace. Just thank him each day, you know. Just thank God for just what he's going to do in your life. You know, thank you, Lord, for handling this. You know, thank you, Lord, for your healing. And just have that peace and that joy in your heart. And I have some other scriptures here that I just wanted to, you know, just read, just to give people the strength, you know, in Christ, because it is so much in need today, with so much that is going on, that people are just not at peace. You know, people are, you know, just taking their lives and they don't know where to turn. Psalms 116:1-2, "I love the Lord because he had heard my voice and my supplications, because he had inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live." Proverbs 3:26, "For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot being fallen." Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I wanted to read Joshua 1:9. You know, this is the command that the Lord gave Joshua, you know, when he was going to lead the Israelites, you know, into the land, you know, over the Jordan. He said, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go."
He said, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous and do not be terrified and do not be discouraged? We can take those words and apply it to ourselves, you know, what he spoke to Joshua. Every word that God commanded or spoke, you know, to his children, we can take that and we can apply it to our own lives. We can have that, you know, strength and be courageous and not be discouraged in God, you know, for whatever we go through, for wherever we are, you know, whatever our walks in life, our individual, you know, relationship that we have with Christ, you know, it's a blessing that we can take upon his word and just apply it to us. And that's why I said his anchor is in his word, because it's so important to just meditate on his word and not just read it quick, just study it, you know, for yourself and just stay on the scripture and just think about what he's saying and just take it in and apply it to your life and let it just stay in your heart. You know, there's so many scriptures that's in my heart that I like to meditate on when I'm going through things. And it's just a blessing to have his word, you know, because you know his word is true. You know, his word stands true. And you know that he is a healer. You know, he will heal you. It's in his word that he will heal you. You know, he is our strength and our trials and our tribulations. You know, he will get us through. You know, he took on, he defeated death for us. You know, he defeated death for his children. So what more do you think he's not going to do for you, you know, as Christ as our Savior? And I just want everybody just to think about just what I'm saying and just, you know, pray about it, just meditate on his word. Just know that the Lord is there, that he is your strength. And I wanted to read Isaiah 53:5. It said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And this is such a powerful scripture of what the suffering that Christ went through for us, what he took on for us, you know, what he took with him for us. He took our sickness with him. He took all our burdens, all our trouble, you know, for us as his children, you know, so we can have eternal life with him. You know, he defeated death for us, you know. He overcame the world, you know. So we have to be overcomers in him and just daily walk with him and daily pray and ask God for guidance and wisdom in our lives and ask for his spirit to be upon us, you know, as we go through this world, because we're going to go through suffering. We know we are because Christ suffered. So we're going to suffer because we're in him. So we're going to go through them sufferings. But the blessing is that we're not going through it alone, that he is with us. He is our rock. He is our anchor. He will give us that support, that stability. He will give us that peace that we need when we are going through our situations. We can call on him when we need him to come and deliver us. You know, we have a helper. You know, we go to him. You know, he's the mediator between us and our Father. He goes on to our Father on behalf. So we know that we have someone that's going to carry us through, that's going to give us the strength, that's going to uphold us. I always ask the Lord, I said, Lord, if it's not for me to be delivered right now, Lord, just carry me through. Give me the strength and carry me through this. I need you to just carry me through this, Lord, Father God. Give me your strength to get through this, Lord, because I can't do it on my own. And I'm just so thankful that he is there to give me the strength. And when he do deliver me out of it, it's just a blessing to know that, you know, I thought this situation was so bad, but when I gave it to Christ, when I laid it at his feet, when I surrender it to him, I know that he's going to take care of it. I know that he's going to be my strength. I know that he's going to be my anchor. I know that he's going to be my everything, my healer, my deliverer. He's going to prosper me. You know, he's going to give me the wisdom like he gave Solomon to be able to prosper me. He's going to prosper my hands. He's going to give me the wisdom for ideals and things to do, you know, to go in faith and move in him and to know that he will bless it. And it's just a blessing. And I just want to just say God bless everyone, and I thank everyone for just letting me share the word and be able to share this word with you. I just think it's just so much of a blessing, and just take heed to what I'm saying as Christ being your strength. Let him be your anchor. Let him be everything in your life.
turn to him. Let him carry you through. Let him be your all. Give it all to him. Just surrender it to him at his feet and tell him that, you know, I leave it at your feet, Christ. You know I can't do this situation. I can't handle it, but I'm going to leave it with you because I know that you can handle it. I know you're going to bear my burdens. I know that you can carry it. So I'll leave it with you, and I'll just continue to thank you and praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just thank you for just blessing me, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for just the words, Father God. Thank you, Lord, Father God. I just pray that everyone would just listen to your words and just the scriptures that I read, Father God, and they would just know that you are their strength, Father God. I just thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being the Father in my life, Father God. Thank you for being the Lord of in everyone's life on this line, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for just blessing us to be able to come together and just be able to just study your word and know that you are their strength. You are their comforter. You are their counselor. You are their everything, Lord, Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen, amen, amen. And now we're going to go into the time of altar call. Pastor Sanika is going to come on, and she's going to extend her hand for anyone to come to Christ. Amen. Pastor Sanika, the mic is yours.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We know that in Romans, the 10th chapter, it lets us know, starting with the 9th verse, because if you would confess with your mouth the Lord Yahshua and you would believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10, for he believes for himself in his heart unto righteousness and confesses for himself with his mouth unto salvation. And verse 11, for the scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. Amen, amen. This is the time where we open the doors of the church. This is where you can come to the altar. If you're not saved, you can come to the altar and be saved. If you have been saved but you have backslided, you can come back and restore your membership. If you have left the church and want to come back home, you can come back in. This is where God is opening up the doors of his church so that anyone who wants to be saved, anyone who's requesting prayer, can make their way to the altar. Amen, amen. Do we have one who would like to come to the altar? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Do we have one who would like to request prayer? Amen, amen.
Yes, please.
Amen, amen. May I ask who would like to request prayer?
Yes, please.
Amen, amen.
And
what is she?
Yes. Elena?
Hey.
For my health.
You said Elena? Elena, amen. Oh, Catalina. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, we just come your name, higher devotion, in the name of Jesus. We uplift our sister Catalina before you, Father God. We know, Father God, whatever she is standing in need of, Father God, that you will supply it, Father God. Give her the peace that surpasses all understanding, Father God. We thank you that she boldly came to the altar, Father God, requesting prayer, Father God. We pray and expect you to meet every need, to continue to bless her financially, Father God. Higher devotion, in the name of Jesus. To continue to keep her covered with your precious blood, Father God. We activate every archangel assigned to her, Father God, to warn the spirit on her behalf, Father God. We continue to command her morning, day, and night that it would line up with your will for her life on today and the rest of this year, 2018, Father God. We prophesy, declare, and decree that she will have life and more abundantly, Father God. We speak your life into her, Father God. We blow your Ruha breath all across the line tonight, Father God. We thank you for our sister Catalina, Father God, and her family, Father God, and that no weapon formed against them should not and will not prosper, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for our sister in Christ, Father God. We seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. We cancel out any whiplash, any backlash, any retaliation, Father God, any solid killers, premature death, heart attack, strokes, and aneurysm, Father God, to the 20th generation, Father God. We come, Father God, to bless in your holy name, Father God, and we seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen,
amen,
amen, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Do we have another who would like to request prayer? Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Father God, we just thank you for altar call, Father God. We thank you for opening up the doors for the church, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for everyone who's on the line tonight, Father God. We bless your holy name that it was by your design, your grace and mercy that we are here on tonight, Father God, to give you all praise, glory, and honor, Father God, to learn about that you are our anchor and that if we know that you are our anchor, Father God, we can stand against anything, Father God, and for blessing us with those scriptures in your holy Bible that tells us how you are our anchor, Father God. We bless your holy name that we are rooted and grounded in you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for Prophetess Irene, her devotion in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will replenish her, Father God, as she poured out so much into us on tonight, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for evangelists, Pastor Evangelist Mother Pat, Father God, and Apostle Trina, Father God, who answered those questions, Father God, and gave us wisdom, knowledge, and guidance, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for our elders and our mothers in the church, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God, for this powerful teaching and Bible study on tonight, Father God. We thank you for our sister Catalina, who requested prayer, Father God. And we thank you for everyone who is standing in the need of prayer, those who came off of mute and those who didn't, Father God. We pray and expect you to do this city abundantly, Father God, according to the dunamis power and faith that work inside of each and every one of us on tonight, Father God. We cancel out any whiplash, any backlash, any retaliation, Father God, any demons, devils, evil spirits, demonic bounty hunters, Father God, to the 20th generation, Father God. We thank you for our chief apostle, Queen Chief Apostle Shauna Wiley, and our overseer, Queen Chief Apostle Bishop Boatwright, Father God. We thank you for their lives also, Father God, and the wisdom and knowledge that they give to us and the opportunities that they give us to come on a line, Father God, and teach and preach, Father God. We just thank you, Father God. We seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. I turn it back over to you, Prophetess Irene. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor Fanika. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Thank you for altar call. Thank you. Just thank you for blessing us. Before we close out, I just wanted to ask, did anybody have any remarks or comments or anybody want to, you know, say anything that God has put in their heart at this moment?
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about anybody else, but when she was talking about my Lord, let me go back to my script. Let me go back to my notes. Oh Jesus, amen, amen, amen. I do apologize. Got so engulfed in it. When she was telling us about our strength in Christ Jesus, and you know, it stuck with me, Isaiah 53:5, when she said, but he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are healed. We are healed in Christ Jesus. And the scriptures that she gave us, Isaiah 41:10, 2 Corinthians 1:10, Romans 8:37, St. John 4:16, St. John 14:26, St. John 14:27, St. John 16:33, Psalms 116:1-2, Proverbs 3:26, Joshua 1:9, Isaiah 53:5. All that comes back to how strong are we in Christ Jesus. He is our anchor in the time of need. All these scriptures comes right back to Christ is our anchor in our time of need. So brothers and sisters, we cannot, we must not, we will not be defeated. It said in the word, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. He did all this for all of us. For us to give up? No. No. There is nothing too hard for God. Absolutely nothing. So I say this in closing. Christ is our anchor in our time of need. Be a believer, be obedient, and most of all, be patient. God bless you all. Prophet is Irene, the mic is yours. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor Mother Pat, for that powerful word and being patient, obedient, and being, you know, first of all, being a believer. That's the first of all. And being, having obedience in Christ and being patient in Him and being our anchor. Thank God for that word that you just gave, Pastor Mother Pat. God bless you. Is there anyone else that wants to come forward to say anything or anything that God put on their heart?
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This just confirms what we were challenged to do in Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses 19 through 20, the Great Commission. It also sums up, you know, in John 8 and 31, what tells us you should know the truth. I'm sorry, 8 and 32, you should know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If we aren't going out witnessing to people and letting them know the truth, how can they be free? And if they're not free, then they don't understand how God is their anchor. So it just reminds us of what Joshua 1 and 9 tells us, you know, to be courageous, and God will go before us and pave the way. All we got to do is be strong and courageous and trust that He's paved the way and just go out and share, you know, how God is our anchor. Share our testimonies, our blessings, because a lot of people are dying and going to hell because they haven't heard the testimony. They haven't heard the true gospel. What they've heard is the counterfeit gospel, but they haven't heard the true and living gospel that Jesus is alive and well. And we just need to continue to break down those barriers that traditional religion have put up and been put in place by the no-name to keep us from being set free, to keep us from understanding fully that God is our anchor, not only just in the time of trouble, but in time of peace. Throughout our whole entire life, God is your anchor. Whether you're going through something, whether you're not going through something, He is our anchor. And I just praise the Lord that I was blessed, fortunate, privileged to be on the line tonight to hear this word on tonight. And I just praise the Lord and thank Prophet Irene, amen, amen, for coming to the line and boldly speaking with power, demand, and authority, the word that God has given her. Amen, amen. I'm going back on you.
Amen, amen. Bless you, Pastor Sunita, for that word of Christ being our anchor and being in truth and not being in religion, but relationship and knowing who He is, so we can be able to share who He is and who He is in us, who Christ is in us. And sometimes people can see us, and sometimes they can see Christ in us. Sometimes we don't even have to speak a word, and they just see how we are, see our attitude, our character, and they just want to know who's the God that you serve, you know, or, you know, why you have so much joy. Why do you have, you know, so much confidence and strength? You know, you're going through this, but how is it that you still can smile? How is it that you still can get up every day and thank God for just waking you up and putting breath in your body? How is it that you can go through these things and or a sickness in your body and you're still saying, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, for my healing. I thank you, Lord, for just healing my body today, knowing that He is a healer, that He is going to do it, and not getting caught up in the circumstances and the physical things of your body. And it's just a blessing. It's just a blessing. Hallelujah. It's just a blessing. Amen, amen. Is there anyone else that want to come forth or speak before we close out? Or anybody have a word? Or Apostle Tashana or anyone want to come on the line or say anything before we close out?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. It was a powerful, powerful teaching on tonight. Very encouraging, very inspiring. Hallelujah. The Lord is our anchor. Hallelujah. My God, it kind of goes back to when the King David said, the Lord is my rock, my shield, and my deliverer. Hallelujah. God is our rock. It kind of goes back to even thinking as God is your anchor, as how the Lord is Yahweh Nisi, he's our banner. And when they went to war and they didn't have a clue how they was going to win, the Lord became Yahweh Nisi. He became a banner. He became a protection. Anchor is something that holds you up in the midst of a wave, in the midst of a storm, in the midst of a rocky boat, in the midst of a rocky ship, in the midst of any trials, storms, blizzards, hurricanes, whatever. Anchor is a solid shield of stone. Remember, he is our rock. The Lord is our rock. He is our covering. He is our shelter. He hides us in a secret place, my God. And as you was going forth with Romans 8, 37 and 38, how he, you know, how he is our secret place. And because he is our anchor, that allows him to be our secret place, that allows him to be our all, that allows him to be our everything. Because if you're walking right now, and if somebody was sending something that's like a dart or arrow your way, that anchor will protect you. And then it goes back to Psalms 121. It goes back to Psalms 91. It goes back to Psalms 139. It goes back to Psalms 72. It goes back to Psalm 56, you know, when David says, Bessie said, you know, God, I trust, so why should I be afraid? And God, I trust, what can mere man and mortal do unto me? Hallelujah. He lets us know that he hides us in the secret place of the shadow of the Almighty. This we decree and declare the Lord. He alone is our refuge. He is our God and a place of our safety. In him we trust because he's our refuge and our safety. That's what an anchor does. It protects you from all dangers, seen and unseen. Hallelujah. I can imagine a lot of people that's riding on those boats, and if it wasn't out for those anchors, the things that's under the ground, the type of, oh my gosh, fish and sharks and different things that's coming, but because of that anchor, it allows them to be steady, my God. So it's a powerful teaching on tonight with him being our anchor, you know, and it's just awesome how, you know, how he says when we sleep, you know, he never sleeps a slumber. So imagine him being our anchor all around our homes. My God, just visualize that. While you sleep in a deep slumber, he never sleeps a slumber. So he got anchors all around our homes. How about this even better? Anchors all around our bed mattress. Oh, my God. Anchors all right now. We are having Bible study, but it's anchors protecting us and shielding us and covering us with his wonderful protection. My God, somebody should have got excited about that. Because, see, it's because of his anchor that we have a secure life, a
yes,
secure
Lord.
Heritage.
Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Jesus.
It's because of his
Amen.
Anchor, my God, that we have a secure
Amen.
Heritage in Christ to walk
Amen.
In divine
Amen.
Protection, divine order, and divine direction. So it was a powerful teaching. That's what I got out of it, my God. Awesome, wonderful. I love God for him always giving us new information, new direction. See, this is what the Bible says when it lets us know in the book of Peter about the Lord has given us the oracles of God. Hallelujah. These
Amen.
Are the teachings that we're having lately. Matter of fact, I can say for the last 5 or 6 months, he's been giving us the oracles of God, giving us the new mysteries, the new revelation of who he is. Because remember, yesterday God is not going to flow like today's God, and today's God is not going to flow like tomorrow's God, and so forth and so forth. God is shifting and moving every day. Right now, the universe is shifting whether we feel like it's still right or not. Right now, everything is rotating. So remember, he's flowing every day. He's moving every day. He's constantly talking. He's constantly depositing. He's constantly uploading. So we have to begin to get to that place where we just trust him to be our anchor, my God, and knowing that he's covering us and protecting us. So bless you, Prophetess Irene. I decree and declare that everything that you poured out into us on tonight, that it be restored back to you and the triple fold. Hallelujah. A triple braided cord is not easily broken. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that when
Amen.
You begin to walk in all battles, that you know that the triple braided cord is there with you. It's your anchor, it's your shield, it's your buckler, it's your bright and morning star, it's your battle axe in a time of war. Hallelujah. It's your rose and Sharon. Hallelujah. It's your creator, your comforter, and your way maker and your provider. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that the angel of the Lord is covering you now. And I decree and declare that they literally hold you by your hand in a tight fist. My God, I see a tight fist. Hold you by your
Amen.
Hand to keep from striking
Amen.
Your foot against a stone. In Jesus' name, and not one word will fall to the ground. Bless you all. I'm going back on mute. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle Tashana. Everyone just thank God for coming on the line and just blessing us with that word and just meditate and listen, you know, to what Apostle Tashana said and what Pastor Pat said, Pastor Sanika. Just meditate on it and the scriptures and just let God be your anchor, knowing that he's covering you. Like Apostle T said, he's all around you, even when you sleep. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And just thank everyone and just God bless him for just letting me be on the line to be able to speak. I thank God for just being able to let me speak, you know, for him putting the words in my mouth and giving me what to speak. And I just want to say God bless everyone. And if nobody else have any remarks or comments, we're going to close out. And what I have to say, what do we say before we close out on the line tonight, everyone?
Blessings, everyone.
Agape.
Can you guys hear me? Blessings, blessings.
Yes, I can.
Before we close out, tomorrow is our Platinum Ruby University. This is our new year, new semester. Hallelujah. Class of 2018. Tomorrow live at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on this number. Hallelujah. 657-383-1918. We'll be having our live Platinum Ruby University orientation for the new semester year of the new class, the seven dimensions of the kingdom. And I'm telling you, we're going to learn about a 10-week online course of the seven different dimensions of different things in the Bible, biblical time that cause people to be healed, victory. I mean, it's words can't even express. This class, this whole universe is going to bless your life. So if you are interested and you know someone else, call back in here at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on this number to be a part of the Platinum Ruby University. If you are interested, go on www.imruby.com, sign up. Then after you sign up, push the Platinum Ruby University link. It's the fourth one at the top. Push that, sign up to join, and I'm telling you, we'll bless your life. Do I have any 2017 alumni graduates from Platinum Ruby University on here?
Amen,
do I have
anybody
coming in? Platinum Pro Trailblazers, hallelujah. We rolling
Amen.
On over to the new year. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if you came in through the last 2 years, I'm telling you, you already know how it's going down. You already know if I have any School of Prophets graduates on here, you already know how that went down. So imagine what Platinum Ruby University is about. Hallelujah. You do not want to miss it. I advise everyone, I'm telling you, ordained license, no matter how long you have been in ministry, I'm telling you, this class right here is going to show you number seven in a whole nother different realm. I'm telling you, this is going to be phenomenal. So bless you. I give the mic back over to you. Hallelujah. Prophetess Irene.
Amen, amen. It is truly a blessing for the classes. I came from the 2017, and I just want to say that it has blessed me. It made me think in a whole nother different way, you know, about the spiritual and realms and everything. And it has really been a blessing in my life. And I will advise anyone to take the teaching. It will bless your spirit. And you'll start having probably visions and dreams. I know I have when I was taking the teaching, and God was just revealing stuff to me. So it really was a blessing. And now, if anybody has nothing else to say, we're going to close out for the night. God bless everyone. And we're just going to close out. And what did we all say before we get off? Amen, amen. Pastor Mother Pat, was that you?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Amen. Do anybody have any else thing to say before we close out for tonight for Bible study?
You know, I just want to say this to you guys. Be a blessing to someone. God has truly been a blessing to you all. Take time out of your busy day and just encourage somebody along the way. Call them up on the phone just to say hello, to see how they're doing. You'll be surprised. You'll be amazed. And, you know, just tell them that you love them and you were thinking about them. And that would turn their whole day around. Amen. God bless y'all, and I love y'all.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor Mother Pat. And that is true. What she said, take it to heart. That is really true. And do anybody else have anything else to say before we close out?
I just wanted to say thank you, and God bless you all, and all blessings to you. All angels always be upon you, and thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you all for being God to everybody else that you minister to. Thank you. And more power to you. Thank you.
God bless you. Sister Kathleen, God bless you. May God continue to put his blessings upon you. God bless you for your kind words that you have said to us. Now we're going to go to the closing. And what do we say when we get off the line?
Irene, I'm just going to close out before we play our closing song. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Father God, we just come in your name, Lord. We thank you for our Bible study on tonight. Father God, we thank you for the words, Father God, to remind us that you are our anchor, not only in the time of trouble, Father God, but in the time of peace, Father God. We bless your holy name, high our devotion in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for those scriptures, Father God, that we can continue to read, Father God, to remind us that you are our anchor, Father God. We bless your holy name, that we will continue to tell others about how you are our anchor and why you are our anchor, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this word, Father God. We thank you for everyone who heard this word, that they will hide it in their hearts so no name cannot snatch it, Father God, and that they will continue, Father God, to know, trust, and depend on you because you are our anchor, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We cancel out any whiplash, backlash, any retaliation, any evil spirits, generational curses, devils, demons, demonic bounty hunters, Father God, silent killers, heart attacks, strokes, aneurysms, to the 10th generation. We seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Sonika, for that powerful prayer to close us out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hello. Blessings. Father Irene, can you hear me?
Yes.
Apostle Trina was trying to say something, but I guess her mic was not on. Is on now. So, Apostle Trina, the mic is yours before we get off. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, Apostle Tishana, you said it. So, you said what I was thinking, and I couldn't, you know. So, you already said it. So, everything that I was thinking about. So, praise God. Just praise God. The Lord knows and stuff. And just one little thing, you know, with this great message that went forth, I was thinking about, I just want to encourage all of us, because I know we all do, to continue to stand in proxy for our children and our loved ones and the people who God, you know, bring into our life. You know, because their faith may not be as strong as ours, or they may be not where they are supposed to be in Christ. But the Lord promised, you know, he has a purpose and a plan for our children and our loved ones. And with your message about being our anchor, you know, God being our anchor, he's our children's anchor. Ever-present help in their times of trouble. And so I just, that's all I wanted to say. You know, the children
are really important because they're coming up behind us and you know, making sure that, you know, they're covered and they're safe by our prayers and intercessions and living that life before them. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you, Prophetess Irene. I love you, and we love you, and we thank you for your labor of love and all that you do in the ministry for the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Apostle Trina. God bless you. God bless you so much. I love you too. God bless you. God bless everyone in the ministry. Is there any other remarks or anybody want to say anything before we close out? The mic is yours if you have anything that maybe the Lord put on your heart that you want to say or speak of before we get off the line.
I love my Platinum Eagle family.
Amen, amen. We love you too. Amen, amen. If there's not anyone else who want to come forth or anyone else that want to say something, I'm going to close out for this Bible study. I thank God for y'all just letting me speak, and I thank God for, you know, the ministry and everyone in it, and I thank God for my spiritual teacher, Apostle Tashana, my spiritual overseer, Claudia Bishop Oakwood. I'm just thankful for everything. I'm thankful for the, you know, Pastor Mother Pat, Pastor Nika, Apostle Trino, everyone that is connected to the ministry. I thank him for being a blessing in my life and you know, being a blessing, you know, with their teachings and their words, and just give my love to everyone. So if there's not another that needs to come forward or want to say anything, we're going to close out for this Bible study. And when we do close out, you know, what do we all say?
Remember, we have a closing song, everyone. Hallelujah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Papa D.
Oh, well, we're going to have play the closing song.
Okay. We're going to go to our closing song. And then we can come back and say agape.
But when I got old,
I
needed clay, I needed a mold. Then I got bold, talking to people I didn't know, said Jesus can save your soul. When he came in with his two belts, like a janitor with a whole bunch of keys. He did it for me, he'll do it for you, yeah, yeah. He can totally rearrange your life, free from bondage, free from strife, he will. I'm a witness, he will.
He will. He will.
Yeah.
He will.
Hey, calm down, don't panic.
Get rebuilt, he can be the mechanic. Let him get it, you forget it. He said it and he can read it. Let him fix it, might as well go get some chicken.
Get me a wing and a biscuit.
Might as well eat, rest my feet.
Turn them slumber,
might as well sleep. It's a done deal, you believe you receive. All your haters, get ready to leave.
Too blessed to be stuck on it. You trust him and trust him.
He will never forsake you. He will never leave you lonely.
Give you the medicine, spiritual dose,
and it will fix whatever is broke. He will.
He will. He will.
Yeah.
He will.
Break it down.
start the next song.
Like you need it.
That.
I tried it. Jesus. My mama told me.
All right, Dad,
she
I,
said,
I
call
to
it. On the name of Jesus. He'll save you. He'll heal you. He'll deliver you. I tried it. Jesus. Call on Jesus. Jesus.
Amen, amen. Agape. Thank everyone for being patient with me. Agape. I love you all. God bless you.
Love you too. Happy to have me.